little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So respiratory medicine, another branch of the curriculum. I'm going to start with asthma. We're going to talk to Jody. Jody has got asthma that we've known about for a wee while. So Jody, just going to ask you some questions relating to your asthma, if that's okay. How often have you been using your blue inhaler?
Probably almost every day at the minute, Doctor.
Oh, crikey, so that's quite a bit then, isn't it?
Well, it has got a lot worse. I mean, I know it's summer's pretty much over now, but, I mean, this summer has been really bad with the pollen, and I did feel in that heat that, you know, I was using it probably maybe 5 days a week.
Right, OK. Have you ever been admitted to hospital with your asthma at all?
Not really, no.
And when was the last time you took any steroids, any oral steroids for your asthma?
Well, I think there was one time I did just go to A&E and they gave me them, but that was about 3 or 4 years ago, but I didn't get admitted. I just got the steroids and sent home.
OK. Do you smoke at all?
No.
What about cannabis?
No.
Not at all? No, OK. And when you're using your inhalers, because it looks from your medication list here as if you're getting your inhalers quite regularly, do you use a spacer, a plastic bubble, to take your inhalers through it?
No.
No. Okay.
They're very big to carry around.
Okay, but you've got the basic point and squirt inhalers, haven't you?
Mm.
The MDI inhalers.
Well, I mean, I know I have the spacer at home, you know, but usually when I'm using my blue one, I'm out of the house.
Yeah. Do you find the blue works when you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're pretty good with coordinating the way that you breathe in.
Well, I've been using it many, you know, a long time now.
Yeah.
It does seem to work.
Okay. Sounds like your asthma's not so well controlled at the moment, and I wonder if part of that might be linked to the type of inhaler you're using and the fact that you're not using a spacer with it. Would you be interested in getting any support to look at that?
So is there another type of inhaler I can use?
Yep, you can have what we call breath-actuated inhalers, which actually time themselves to when you breathe in. So you could actually inhale and expect that most of that medicine is going to go into your lungs rather than being swallowed and going into your stomach, where it's going to do a little bit more good. So if you're not comfortable with using a spacer, and we can prescribe these tiny little spacers these days, which are very handy for your pocket or for your handbag, so an aero chamber would be an example of that. That would be a good way of using the standard inhalers. But if you prefer to use a breath-actuated inhaler, we've got some options that you might want to explore with my asthma nurse. What do you think?
Well, maybe I'll see the nurse about the other inhalers, really.
OK. Does your asthma ever affect your activities at all?
Sometimes, because I like running, it does affect that.
Yeah. What about your sleep?
This is mainly okay at night.
And have you ever coughed up any blood?
No, no.
And no fever, no weight loss, no weight changes at all?
No.
No. You mentioned that your son also has asthma, and I just wondered, is he growing okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so a little aside there. And the information that you provide for your patient is very dependent upon where they are with regard to their asthma management and the influences that you might want to be having upon them. And particularly if they're a smoker, you might want to consider the possibility that the diagnosis of asthma is not asthma at all and could be COPD instead of that. But we're going to venture some information and share some information with our patient, depending on what we think is going on. Okay, from what you've told me, you're using your inhaler quite a lot, and it sounds like your asthma is a bother. We've done your peak flow now, and your peak flow is actually quite a lot below your normal numbers, so it's less than 60% of what it should normally be compared to what's on your self-management plan. I would suggest what we should do or could do is to give you a short course of steroid tablets to get on top of that. How would you feel about that?
All right, okay, so what, just a few days?
So it might well be that all you need at the moment is to take a course of steroid tablets for 3 days, and that would start to control your asthma symptoms.
Right.
It sounds like things haven't been so bad that we need any other emergency treatment.
Mm.
You're not quite bad enough to need to go to hospital.
No.
but you just need, this has been going on a wee while.
I mean, I think I'll take the steroids, but I do want to talk about the other inhalers with the nurse as well.
I think that would be a great idea. So I think that if we could improve the way that we make sure your medicine gets into your lungs, then there's a very good chance that your asthma control would be a lot better.
Yeah, I think
so. Can I check? You mentioned that you're not a smoker, and that's important. Do you have any nasal symptoms at all? Some people find that their asthma tends to get worse if they've got hay fever
nasal problems. Yeah, like I said, this pollen has been really bad. I think I do get hay fever, and this summer was quite hot. And yeah, it's settling down now.
So perhaps we should think about preventative treatments for your hay fever that might include a steroid nasal spray, possibly, or an antihistamine when symptoms are bad. And perhaps me checking that you don't have any nasal polyps. But if you had nasal polyps, it might be worthwhile thinking about an asthma tablet that can protect you against polyps and asthma symptoms alike. That's worthwhile looking at.
All right, okay, yeah.
So our patient now has agreed that she's going to take a 3-day course of steroids, and we're also going to give her a backup course of 3 days worth of steroids. And potentially you could use that extra 3 days if required, if her chest isn't improving fast enough. We've asked her to come back and see the asthma nurse, and we've arranged that to be done within a week so that she can update her inhaler technique or change her inhalers to something that's more suitable. So we're going to safety net her now. So if we can change roles.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you some steroids. And then I suppose you need to see how much of a help that they actually are. So do you have a peak flow monitor at home?
Yes, I've got one of those already.
And we've noted down here what you would be predicted to get if you were well.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes what I do is, you know, we're giving you the 3 days of steroids.
Mm.
And then you've got a second 3 days there as a backup course. So maybe after the first 3 days, you see how you are.
Yeah.
And you can use the peak flow monitor to help work that out.
Okay.
So do you know what percentage of your expected peak flow you should be looking at getting if it's...
Well, my normal peak flow is about 450 when I'm well. And this says that if I'm 60% or less than 60% of what's normal for me, and I've got a number written down here. So if I'm less than that number here, which is about 280, I think, isn't it? If I'm less than 280, then I probably ought to be using my steroids, or if I'm getting there and feel that I'm getting worse, then perhaps I should think about using the steroids and see the doctor anyway.
Yeah. So you could see how you go after these 3 days, because then you could always take a second 3 days of steroids or get in touch with us. If it's significantly below the 280 mark and you're not getting better, then I would come back and see us urgently for a checkup again.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah, no, I like the idea of that. I hear what you're saying about me probably not using my inhalers the way I should do. I'm pretty good at using the blue inhaler, maybe not so good at using the preventer inhaler. And if I'm not using the inhalers in the right way and not using the spacer, maybe I could have a chat with the nurse and she might be able to help me out with deciding what's the best way of preventing my asthma being a problem to me.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hear it for our GP.